For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham, Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. He said one thing we need is another thing is single-mindedness and focus. We need to connect our heart and mind together. Praise the Lord. How many of you have ever been praying and then you just sit only to God, discover you have not ironed your clothes. You feel like, and then you go iron your clothes. You discover an undone business when you start praying. Does it happen to all of us? Even myself. But have you discovered that if you stay in that place and pray after a while, suddenly your mind forgets those things. That is how you have to, every time you start to pray, distractions will come. But then you need to get to a place where your mind, the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all. Not one of his ways. See, anybody that is double-dating, every area of his life will not be balanced. Once you are just double-minded, all areas of your life will never have balance. Are we together? So once you are, when you want to pray and then you are, you know, one time I should tell myself, if the situation will not die, let it just die, I will remain here. That's why when I want to pray, I put hours. If it's 2 hours, 2 hours, we die here. If not, the devil will make you to leave. Do you understand? So we need to have a level of focus, discipline yourself. And then he said before he ended, he said consistency is the key. To be consistent, you must be single-minded. I say 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. is my prayer time. Come heaven, come rain. When you remain consistent like that, you know something, I did something in campus when I was in school. I used to pray by 12 every night. I did that for almost 4 years, in the 5 years while I was in campus. Every time by 12, I could remember my 200 level at a point. Engineering 200 level is the most difficult level. We do 5 calculation courses in one semester, strength of mechanic, applied mech, chemical engineering kinetics, and one difficult electrical courses like that. 3 unit and 1 2 unit course. All of them calculations. And that year, I remember I was reading applied mech. I didn't understand the course. And then fluid mechanics, yes. I didn't understand the course. But once it was 12, I could not understand my book. My body was confused. By now, you should be praying. I'm telling you. I can remember that day sitting on that stool. Do you know, amazingly, that was the semester till I graduated. I had the best semester CGPA. I'm telling you. I left the book. I went to pray. I came back. My roommate is from Kogi State. I didn't know Kogi's that time. Anyway, he said that he would tell my father, I'm now a pastor. I'm no longer a student. How can everybody be reading? I'm going to go and pray. And my prayer time was 12 to 2. 2 hours consistent. So he said, oh, look, people are there. And I'm telling you, that course was an A. I didn't understand it that night. But I went to pray. When you become consistent, even your body become consistent with your spirit. And then once I'm there, everything dies. I know that I'm not living 2 hours. If it's people, we would remain there till 2 hours is done. My mind becomes focused. I pray for you for grace to be focused in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are fasting in these 21 days, you will not be distracted. Anytime you say, I am praying, WhatsApp message is off. You know, when you are praying and your phone, your data is on, you are not serious. You know you are not serious. Then you are checking who is messaging me. You know you are not serious. You cannot be. Have you ever seen a woman giving balance and she's checking her WhatsApp? No. Hallelujah. Grace in the name of Jesus Christ. We can take our seat. You know, when it comes to prayers, an issue of prayer, there are things that you don't need. When you finish teaching, you go and do it. Are we together? The way to pray is by what? Praying. You may not be able to pray like for 6 hours. I didn't start praying with 10 hours. I started praying up to 10 hours last 2 years. All my life and what we got. The highest I could do was 4 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, and then you break, continue again. I started 10 hours prayers last 2 years, not long ago. Why? Because you have to grow. There was a time when I prayed for 30 minutes, it would be like my head would scatter. There was a time when I prayed for 30 minutes, it could no longer satisfy me. I had to move to 1 hour. Then there was a time when you could pray for 2 hours, I would feel like my body is expanding. I was saturated. Then there was a time when I prayed for 2 hours, I could not feel what I was feeling again. I kept growing. You will not be able to pray long, but if you remain consistent, you know what it means to be a saturated solution. You're not saturated. Who is a science student here? You're not a science student. So you're on your own today. Do you know, a saturated solution, all of us are here. Okay, like when you're soaking gari, and then the water is at the level where it's the same level with the gari, like the gari has absorbed the water. That's what we call a
saturated solution. Now, when the garri is more than the water, it becomes super saturated. That is normal size. Hallelujah. You know, there's a level where you pray, you become saturated. And then it becomes super saturated. The more concerned you become, you discover you need more water. You discover that you need more prayer. That 1 hour will not do you. A sign that you have grown is how what used to satisfy you in the spirit doesn't satisfy you again. It means your capacity has grown. When you start holding a lady, the first time you held her hand, you will feel electricity. After a while, holding your hand doesn't produce that same impact again. True or yes, brothers? Now look at me as if you don't know what I'm talking about. True or yes? Mikey, I just worry as if you don't know. When you hold a lady, person, you feel, but after a while, you want to put your hand around her shoulder. After a while, that putting on her shoulder, the effect it has, after a while, it will not be enough. You want to bring your hand down her waist. After a while, you want more. That's why we advise, don't even start. Because we know it's like that. That satisfying effect will not be there. Hallelujah. When you have a mentor, or when you have a mentee, tell them, go and be praying for 30 minutes. Then ask them after 3 months, or 4 months, how long are you praying now? If they tell you 30 minutes, that means they have not been praying. Because a sign that they have been praying is that they will add more hours on themselves. Are we together? We receive grace to pray. Amen. This year you will pray like never before. Amen. The grace, the impartation to pray will come upon you. See, as you know, the Bible says, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. My possibility can become your possibility. You can stand in one place and speak in tongues for 10 hours straight. It's possible. You can lie down. The first time I did 10 hours prayer straight, I didn't stand up from the bed. It was lying down. I'm telling you, when I checked the time, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. When I checked the time, it was actually 12 hours. The first day I tried was 12 hours. I was like, I could not believe it was 12 hours. I didn't believe it. It's possible because it was a grace that came upon me. So as you are hearing me and you want to pray, it's possible. Hallelujah. Yes, there are certain things that will never happen in your life till you pray them and break them loose. Nobody will ever succeed without praying in this kingdom. God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now in the month, because today is our Friday service, we have to share something because this is our month of the anointing. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, we look at the effect of the anointing past one on the minister. I believe our messages are now on Telegram. Now, this evening, we'll be looking at the effect of the anointing part two. That is the benefit to the minister. What the anointing does to you. You need a barrel? What the anointing does to you. Hallelujah. Psalms 89 verse 20. This service is meant for 1.5 hours. So we have 35 more minutes. So we'll soon be rounding up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The effect of the anointing on the minister. Pray for me for grace. In Jesus' name. I have found David my servant. And with my holy oil have I what? Anointed him. Can we see coming together? I have found Jotham, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. 1, 2, 3, go. I have found Jotham, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Now, usually as a month, what we do is it's a continuation of a series. Hallelujah. We start by introducing the topic, necessity, the need, the benefit. So it's usually a continuation. So in case you want to connect to the series, you can get the messages online or get them free. Praise the Lord. So why do we have to benefit from being anointed? Like we said, there is an anointing that comes upon you for yourself and then there's anointing for the people. But everything that God gives to you is for your benefit. Are we together? You will not just be anointed. The Bible says God is a rewarder. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And he is what? A rewarder of those that what? Diligently seek him. So when you pursue the anointing, you eventually become anointed. You will begin to see the benefit in your life. Are we together? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. The Bible says, God is not unfaithful. I'm just paraphrasing. To forget your labor and love in which you minister and do minister. To get anointed is not easy. Is this true? You don't just eat indomie. Eat rice. Eat pandedam in the evening. Sleep and watch movie every night. Don't be reading novel and be watching movies instead of studying the Bible and get anointed. Does it happen like that? Everyone that has been anointed has paid a price. Everyone. The higher you are, that is why redeemed is on another level. They go on 63 while we are going on 21. We cannot see the same result. It's like that. There is no mystery to it. Yeah, no, you cannot go extra mile and then you go extra mile. This is the road to Canada. You walk 5 minutes and somebody walk for 15 minutes. You cannot be at the same level. Being that you are walking at the same pace. Is that not true? You cannot be at the same level. So when we pursue the anointing, now we are fasting for 21 days. Some people cannot even fast for 1 day. We will not see this. When we become anointed or when the anointing begins to speak, the benefit will show in our life. Are we together? Another thing you understand is that the vessel is first of all the partaker of what he has. The Bible says the laborers are first of all partakers of what? Yeah, the husbandman, 2 Timothy, is that right? 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. The husbandman is first of all the first partaker. You are the one that when a lady is cooking, she's the one that tastes the food first now. Is that not true? She's the one that tastes the food. You test it all first. Whether it's sweet or whether it's working. Hallelujah. When water is passing through a fluid, the pipe is first of all the partaker of that fluid because it must touch the body. That's why when we say when you become a channel to give to the kingdom, you will touch the money. That means if you say, Father Lord, here am I. I want to be given 1 billion to the church. When God wants to pass 1 billion across to the church, you will also have a share. Are we together? So when you're trusting God for the anointing, not for yourself, for the people, when the anointing suddenly begins to work in you and through you, you will be a partaker of it first. Do you understand me? Are we together? Yes. So it is always a principle that you cannot give what you don't have. That is why most of the time when ministers don't have something, their message in that area, people begin to mock them. But because of the anointing, it superseded. Paul was never married, but he thought about marriage more than Apostle Peter that was married. True? Have you ever seen men of God that don't have children, but yet they minister to people and they get children? Yes. It's true. Even though you cannot give what you have, but when you become anointed, you can give what you don't have. Even if you don't have money, you can make people wealthy. We have what we call kingmakers. People that determine who is the governor of Kogi State have never tasted the government house before. But they know who will become the next governor. Is that not true? Yes. So, I pray the Lord, you know, the effect of the anointing also compels men. Somehow, the more you have, people want to hear you. People want to go to Winner's Chapel, no matter, they don't care what they are teaching here. Winner's Chapel has results. Is that not true? Living Faith Church has result. Even if they are enemy, you cannot doubt their result. So people want to go to places like that. People want to go to Dunamis because you cannot build a 100,000 seater capacity and then be a joker. God has to be in your life. Is that not true? So result of the anointing compels people to want to. So we need to understand what are the benefits that happen to us when we are anointed. Because when you understand the benefit, you go for it. Is that not true? You understand the benefit of being educated, so you read under mosquitoes because of the benefit. So I want to give you 15 benefits quickly. The first benefit you have when you are anointed is you are preserved. Psalms 89. Somebody should remain in Psalms 89 verse so that when I call the verse, just read it for us quickly. Hallelujah. The first benefit, Psalms 89 verse 22. The first benefit of being anointed is you are preserved. Verse 22 says, the enemy shall not exact upon him.
Nor the son of wickedness.
Nor the son of wickedness afflict him. Hallelujah. The Bible said, touch no man anointed and do my prophet no harm. You will not just die like everybody. When an accident, don't you think? Don't our men of God travel? How many of you ever wondered why wouldn't Apostle Salman be kidnapped? With his level of itinerary. He cannot be kidnapped. Cannot. The anointing preserves him. Think about the number of arrows that are wired in the Adeboye's direction. To be in Ogun State, right in front of redemption camp, I met people fighting with charms. Yes. Yes, right in front. Right in front, I saw, I say, oh boy. Yes. He is, you've been a Yoruba land and tribe like that, you must be oiled. Is that not true? Yes. The anointing preserves you. Hallelujah. That is why I believe that Kogi State is not diabolic. No matter what Igala people say or Ibira said, they are not diabolic. Because Kogi State is no more dangerous than Lagos.
How many of you believe it?
I believe it. I know it is like that. We cannot claim to be more deadly than Lagos. How many rivers do we have?
Rivers, Lagos have islands.
How many strong altars do we have in this land? Lagos is the center of Yahoo in this nation. Center. The center. People live everywhere to go to Lagos because of spiritual dampness. And then ministry could thrive there. That means ministry can thrive here. There is no land that is barren. How together?
Yes.
There are no, that's why I know that no weapon formed against us in this city can prosper. Because the anointing immune you. How many of you want to be preserved?
Be anointed.
Psalms 23, popular scripture. Psalms 91. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah.
You are preserved by the anointing. The anointing, number two. The anointing gives you divine reinforcement. Divine what? Reinforcement.
Job chapter 1 verse 10. It was a testimony by Lucifer. Guys, if a demon testifies about you, it's a level altogether. Is that correct? But when Lucifer is testifying that he could not get close to Job, why? What was the reason he gave? That is what? A hedge around Job and everything that belongs to him. That is Lucifer testifying. Not Babalao or Antilao. Lucifer himself. Should tell you that there's something about the anointing that reinforces us. You cannot be reached. Wi-Fi off. Hallelujah. The morning Wi-Fi what? Off. You cannot be reached. Bible speaking of Elisha surrounded by the army of the Syrians. His servant was agitated, probably weaving on his clothes. Because he knows he's finished. Because on the physical, Elisha doesn't have a bodyguard. Even if he has a bodyguard, how many can fight this animal? But Elisha was being, he said, Lord, open his eyes. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 14 to 17. He said, Lord, open the eyes of this young man. Let him not be agitated. When his eyes were open, he saw chariots of fire. When he came back, he said, no shelley. Is that not true? They are reinforced. The Bishop Wedebo said they went to preach in one city. I can't remember. Is he worried? Yes. Said that when they were in the hotel, armed robbers broke into the hotel with heavy machine guns. Said that when he came out of the hotel room with his people, the team, he said that he was wearing his pajama at that time. He said he pushed them back to the room and closed the door so that they would not kill his faith. And then he faced the armed robbers with his hands inside his pajama. Say, what do you want? If you see armed robbers, you are already weaving. But he knew what he carried. That is reinforced. We may not be seeing angels, but they are all around us. We may not be seeing them, but we are there. There are many people that are surrounded by battalions of angels. I was listening to one person preaching, Christ Embassy. I was in the church one day when the pastor was preaching. He said that one day he was preaching and then he saw angels by the roof just folding his leg like this. He said the Lord opened his eyes to see angels standing on the roof. I was listening to one message by Pastor D.K. Olukoya. I said that one time, there used to be a time when as they were looking, you would be seeing angels on the roof. Now the roof there is not sealed. So you will be seeing angels, some hanging, some just dangling, some just playing, waiting for a demon to manifest. Just waiting in case you are demonic enough, show yourself. That is why we are reinforced. Our prayer and fasting is not for joke. While we are shouting fire, it's not for joke. We are being reinforced. The anointing number three gives you divine backing. Psalms 89 verse 21. Divine what? Backing. Bible says he confirmed the word of his servant and performed what? The counsel of his messengers. If God sends you, he backs his words. Psalms 81 verse 89 21. What does it say?
With whom my arm shall be established.
My arm shall be established with him.
My arm also shall strengthen him.
That means if Buhari sends you, there should be a proof he sends you. There should be a level of backing. The car that took you to that venue will be different from when the local government chairman sent you. Is that not true? Who sent you shows by what you carry when you went there? Elijah says, 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 10. All thou man of God, come down. He said, if I am a man of God, a proof is that what will happen.
Let fire go. Did God back him or not? Ah, if I am now, God killed 151 innocent people just to divine that I sent this one. Just to confirm that he has my backing. To kill 102 people, he has my backing. Waste them. God will confirm that he sent you. The anointing makes a confirmation. People cannot doubt that you are called. People cannot doubt that you didn't send yourself. Ha! May we all be anointed. Hallelujah. When you are singing as a minstrel, the backing will prove the call. That you did not just wake up and went to the studio and sing and you are recorded and then you put online. The anointing will back the call. Hallelujah. So anointing gives you what? Divine backing. Number four. The anointing gives you divine attention. Psalm 17 verse 8, the Bible says you are the apple of his eyes. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8. You are what? The apple of his eyes. That means when you touch somebody's eye, that is what we call involuntary motion. Automatically your nerves will close. Is that not true? Bible says you are the apples of God's eye, talking to the Israelite, and that we are now the new Israel through Abraham. We are the apple of God's eye. Somebody touches us, is looking for our trouble. Who else? I was discussing with somebody today, a wealthy family. Later trusted God for a baby, and then finally they had one child. Their child is like 1 year old or something. Now we are discussing with somebody today, we say that if you know you have trouble enough, go and look for that child's trouble. The parent will fight you with everything they have. True, yes. Everything, if it means to, they are wealthy, they will fight you. You know you have power. Go and touch that small child. Like that is the way to explain how we are the apples. More than that, we are more to God. When you become anointed, to raise an anointed person is no joke. Hope you know that. When you see one anointed person, know that it took years to train him. So now when you see a strong native doctor, he has been on the shrine for years. Hallelujah. So God extraordinarily gives you attention. Number five, the anointing makes you to be humanly relevant. Humanly relevant. You have heard about the statement, heavenly useful but earthly useless. That is not biblical. Hallelujah. The anointing. In 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 3, the Bible says, David was worth more. They say, don't worry. Let's read it. 2 Kings 18 verse 3. 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 3.
But the people answered,
yes,
thou shalt not go forth. For if we flee away,
yes,
they will not care for us. Neither if half of us die.
Neither if half of us are wasted, they will not even care.
Will they care for us?
It's okay, ma. Thank you so much. And then in those days, only two people were anointed. Who and who? No. A king and a prophet. Anybody that eventually becomes the king, in that time, you are correct, actually, it was Samuel and David because they were the only kings. Okay, together. So you don't feel bad. Hallelujah. So it's a king that is anointed. And then the prophet. And by the anointing, half of them could be wasted. It doesn't matter. May you be useful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May you be useful. There are certain people today, when they die, they say, hey, but there are certain people, when they die, it's a national holiday. Because of how important they are. True of us, yes. Mandela today has a national day in America. America are people that don't have holidays like us. They are not like us when a child is born, they say a children's day. They are not like us when the army, they say army day. They are not like us. When they have a holiday, it should be a serious matter. But they have Nelson Mandela's day. A black man discovered how weighty he was. The anointing makes you to be humanly relevant. You will not just be speaking in tongues and be looking like one weird person from heaven. On earth, you will be useful. Hallelujah. Number six, the anointing gives you the privilege to enjoy ambassadorial rights. What did I say? Ambassadorial rights. What are the rights of an ambassador? 1 Kings chapter 13 verse 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you know that the ambassador of America to Nigeria doesn't drive Nigerian cars?
Okay, let me tell you some qualities of ambassadors. Ambassadors, even in a foreign country, drive cars from their country. One, their plate number doesn't carry Lagos or Abuja, no. It still carry the state where they are from in their original country. Their salaries are not in naira. It's in the currency of their country. When do you look for their trouble, no matter what they do, Nigeria police shall not arrest them. The only people that can arrest them is their home country. You either deport them or you leave them. How do you get that? That is an ambassador. Where he is immune to the laws. He is still subject to the law of his home country. So when you are anointed, there are privileges of being an ambassador from heaven. God sent a young prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13. He said, go and tell a king a message. And then the king stretched his arm and said, catch him. What happened to the hand of the king? It dried up. You don't arrest people sent by God like that. That is God proving to you, I sent him. How do you know? There are privileges you begin to enjoy. The Bible says, when I send you, lack ye anything? Do you remember that scripture, Luke 22? What did they say? Nothing. Because when God sends you, your bills are paid by him. When you send yourself like Jonah, you what? Pay your bills. That is why very soon you begin to experience foreign currencies. Hard currencies by the anointing. You begin to experience international transfers by the anointing. God is trying to tell you that Nigeria dollar I'll begin to send money from outside. See, Mahmoud said one day he was traveling in the plane. He was about to enter the aircraft and then somebody came and met him and said, sir, I want to bless you. He said, why you want to bless me in front of the aircraft? He said, yes. And he opened a briefcase packed of dollars. And gave him, but he said that he stopped because you're entering a plane. They have checked you already. You cannot enter the plane like that. He said he has to open his clothes and chuck the dollar inside his clothes. He said that he entered a plane like this. He said that when he was feeling guilty with a bunch of dollars on him, then he said the Holy Spirit told him something. I can get money to you anywhere in the world. Yes, anywhere in the world. If God said go to Olamaboro, I went to Opo. To see Evangelist Sunday Oguche one time. Right in the center of that village. When you go to his house, it's a different kingdom altogether. And right in the center of that place. God can get, having Calibai, people from Brazil fly to come and attend Calibai here. God can cause you to experience anything anywhere you are. Hallelujah. So the anointing causes you to experience ambassadorial. Number 7, the anointing causes you to experience the blessing of God. The Bible said the blessing of the Lord God maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Now, number 8, the anointing makes you to have human attention. Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, because of the oil, the virgins love me. Shall I share my testimony with you? How many of you want to hear my testimony? You don't want to hear. But I will share the story with you. Hallelujah. You don't want to hear. Do you want to hear? I will not tell you. Hallelujah. You don't want to hear. When I saw my wife in orientation camp, NYC. If you see me in my orientation camp, you'll pity me. I just came from university living in a facility. I was looking like a bone. I'm telling you. I remember the day I saw her like today. Carrying one water bottle. You know, ladies that carry water bottle are ajebotas. Carrying water bottle with one eyeglass, looking fresh. I could remember that day like yesterday. I was thinking to myself, that time anyway, I don't know if I liked her at all. But when I saw her, I said, this kind of person, I can never have a number. I'm telling you, yes. I could remember when I said it. I didn't even know what was happening in the future. I didn't know. And the people like that, I can never have their number. Don't look at my life. Look at where I am. This was the same person that later, if I don't call, it's wahala. By the anointing. Don't waste your time looking for money. When you see her, you know she's beautiful. If you don't believe, look at her. By the anointing, you are secured. You are what? They will like you. That is why women like pastors. They may not like the way they look. The anointing makes you flexible. Remember on Wednesday when I taught you about what the anointing does to you? Yes. People will like you. people will pay attention to you. Let Bishop Oyedepo tweet something today. Newspaper will carry it. You go and tweet. Number nine. The anointing the anointing gives you divine strength and stamina. May you be anointed. Amen. One day you just capture Sahara reporter, Apostle J.B. Adams, a new thriving evangelist, say this. You better believe me. You better believe. One day you'll watch on, you'll be sitting down and channels will be interviewing people. Not me, because I don't have the time to attend the interview. By the anointing, they must pay attention. You cannot be anointed and ignored. No, you cannot be anointed. They cannot claim ignorance to your presence. Somebody cannot be on fire and you say he didn't see fire. You will see. Number nine, the anointing gives you divine strength and stamina. Psalms 89, we're about to Psalms 89 until we close. Psalms 89 verse 21. The anointing gives you divine stamina. Psalms 89 verse 21, what does it say?
With whom my arm shall be established.
Yes.
My arm also shall strengthen him.
Shall strengthen him. Are you with physically? Collect the anointing like Samson. You'll be strong. Hallelujah. You'll be strong. See that they are going in his age today, still preaching. Do you know what it means to preach 6 services on a Sunday morning? And then Dr. Poinete can be daring there for 2 more services. See, if bring 7 services, salvation ministry runs 7 services in a day. And the man is standing the same level of fire. To preach is like doing farm work 2 days. If you have ever preached, when you preach, he will tell you. I have a friend, his name is Ifan, his father is a medical doctor. The man is a medical doctor and a farmer. Then he said, now the reason why I gave his proverb so that I will say what he will say, so that you appreciate what he's saying. Because if he was a school teacher, that said, he said, okay, just understand. But he's a medical doctor, practicing, and then a farmer. He said that mental work is 3 times physical work. Somebody that did medical school for 7 years, you know what he's saying. And somebody that has farmed yam, he imports yam in trucks. He has done the pot, both. And he tells you mental work is more demanding than physical work. The anointing gives you strength. Number 10, the anointing exempts you from oppression and defeat. Psalms 89 verse 23. I will what? Beat down his foes before his face. And plague them that hate him. Hallelujah. You are exempted from oppression. There are people in Nigeria you cannot oppress. You say anything about Bishop Oyedepo, covenant our prayer, the next morning he comes and say his mind. If they burn you, arrest him. Arrest him. Hallelujah. By the anointing, you cannot be oppressed. You cannot be oppressed. They cannot bottle you. There are certain people you cannot arrest in Nigeria. If you arrest Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, for example, Christ Embassy marched to the center of Lagos and said, no movement. Abuja, they held a crusade, they shut down that city. People are too big. If you arrest Bishop Oyedepo, only Winners Chapel, they marched to the capital of all the state in Nigeria and said, this state is closed. His sons, Dr. Paul and Neche will say, do not misremember all of us, let's be going. Salvation ministry, all of them will say, let's be going. Shekinah Encounter Center is closed for 31 days. Let's go. Everyone that submit to him, no movement in this country, you know that. You arrest people like that, you are shut down the economy. By the anointing, you cannot be oppressed. That is why we must contend for a level where you cannot. A young man prophesied in Lokogoma here, across this one church here. He told the governor of one state like that, that he will not be the governor. They picked him like a boy. I got when I locked him up for 7 days. After he was just leaving, that is warning. Say something again. I just tested you. Just warn you. Say something. The next time a prophet will come and say, I see, he will advise himself. Because he remembered the 7 days in the counter, he will advise himself. But people like Joshua Igila, day in, day out, call names and mention. Go and arrest them. Cannot. So the politician will hold the mic and call people by name. And say, let the camera be on me. Face me. I have been in ministers' conference like that. He said,
Let the camera face me, and then you will say it to the camera and say, put it online. Let them see it and come and carry mercy. Too immune to be intimidated and oppressed. They cannot determine what he preach. Hallelujah. How many of you want the anointing now? Do you want that kind of lifestyle? Yes. Number 11. The anointing gives you divine mercy. Psalms 89 verse 24. The Bible says, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name shall his horn be what? Exalted. Verse 28. He said, my mercies will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast. People that are anointed, God easily forgive them. You must believe it. One man of God remarried. Hallelujah. And then people are saying his church will go down. The church escalated. Hallelujah. And I believe he's a man of God. That's the truth. I believe his oil is real. God will forgive him. That is it. Do what David did and see if you survive. Impregnate a woman, kill her husband. Do it as a normal person and without the oil and see what will happen to you. The anointing may God to show you. That is why you must be careful when you hear that a man of God falls. God can forgive him in split second and you are there talking. In the center of his iniquity, you are getting curses. Noah took alcohol and he was drunk. His son saw him. He woke up in stupor, stammering, and cursed the child. And they cursed till tomorrow. The descendants of Ham are the Ethiopians, are the Africans. That is where we are from. Look at our life. Just look at our life. With all the oil and wealth and gold and go to Ghana, gold, South Africa, diamond, Nigeria, oil, number 3 in the whole world. Look at where we are. The cause is overworking. Our anointed people obtain mercy. Avoid their cycle. When they fall, just advise yourself and just pretend as if. That is why you must not see. Don't open your eyes to the mistakes of anointed people. God saw them before he anointed them. You don't know them better than God. God knew that he's still angry. God knew that Moses was a hot-tempered man when he anointed him. You think God didn't know? Or you think the anger manifested in the future? God knew. You, if we put the anointing on you, are you perfect? If we should carry the anointing of the people you are castigated and put on you, and then carry your life and portray it on the screen, how will your life be like? God shows mercy to the anointed. Hallelujah. Number 12. Wealth and riches and treasures are their portion. Verse 25. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. The sea, most times, and rivers talk about wealth and riches. The more anointed you are, the more wealthy you become. Kenneth Copeland is the richest pastor in the whole world. He has given out 28 aircraft out of last year. Do you know what is 28 aircraft? Your country, Nigeria, how many aircraft do they have? This country, I didn't say this look at God, this state, the country and the whole. I mean, aircraft. No, and he doesn't give aircraft. He gives aircraft and maintains it for anybody he gives. Yes, that's what he does. Anyone that has an aircraft by him, he maintains it for you. Maintenance of an aircraft, it was Pastor David Ibiomi was talking about somebody gave him, what the name of this long expensive car? Only Moses know. This more expensive car that has a symbol of a horse or something like that. Rolls Royce, that's a car. Somebody gave, he said that one of the driver came and met him and said, one part is having a problem. He said, how much did you change the part? He said, 5 million naira. He said that if you change one part, just a minor part, 5 million. That 5 million naira can buy you a capital Lexus, 2 or 3. It can buy this Corolla you see on the road, 5 of them. How do you get that? Now, imagine what it means to maintain an aircraft for 28 people apart from the one he has. The anointing makes you wealthy. Hallelujah. He said, the church paid their tithe in 90s monthly. I heard him say, Pastor David of Salvation Mercy, 90s. You know what the 90s? Billions monthly. You know, tithe is 10%. You cannot be anointed and be smelling. You may struggle for a while, but when you begin to be blessed, The bank will say, who has this account number? Who?
So the point is, you say, one time when they're building the Glory Dome, they went to a bank and wanted to withdraw money. The bank came and started begging them, please. Did we offend you? Did we do anything wrong to you?
Yes. Then because of the wealth of that account, you go to the bank and they shout at you like a chicken. Get out of the place. You join the, there are people that go to bank Sunday afternoon and the manager is there to attend to him.
You don't know.
It's not everybody that banks in on Friday. And there are people, when they want money 9 p.m. on Saturday, one for the money will come to their house. But that is why you must contend to be anointed. By the anointing, you are eliminated from poverty. That is why I used to say it, and I will say it, and I will remain saying it, and until you see it happen. You can convince me that my name is not Jotham, I will believe you. Yes. But if you tell me I will not be rich in this life, it's an impossible, impossible tense. Future impossibility, impossible. I cannot be pursuing God like this and earning trekking. I know. No. I cannot be pursuing God and be living in rented. We will give these things that you give, you will be wealthy. That is why we are contending for the most important thing, because the anointing makes you wealthy. Number 13, the anointing gives you divine fatherhood and covering. Verse 26 said, the Bible says, he shall cry unto me. Verse 26 of Psalm 89.
It gives you. He shall cry unto me.
Yes.
Thou art my father.
Yes.
My God.
Hallelujah.
And the rock of my salvation.
You know, when you call to your father like that, he calls you. Is that not true? Whenever I call, you answer. Whenever I knock, you open. You are incredible, God. Fatherhood. If God is your father, how will your life be? Say, Lord, I am hungry. Indomie enters your house. What do you want to eat? Is that not true? Fatherhood is different. When you have a child, I don't have a child yet, but I know that people that have children feel different about their children. I watch my elder brothers, those ones I have today, when I see them, and the way that they just like to see them play. We were sitting down with him the other day when I went home. They served him his dinner. The young guy came and picked spoon and threw the whole plate fell on the ground. I was just waiting to see the slap he would land on this boy. He just looked at him and just smiled. That is my boy. Oh, yeah, yeah. That is what I mean by father. That I don't have a child. I don't know what it means to have a child. Me, I was thinking he would land him a slap. But he just smiled. He said, let them get him another one. Hey! That is to be a child. Let a visitor come and attempt that. By the knock, he will know. But when you have a father, I have a father that will never ever fail me. I have a father who will never ever fail me. Jesus is my father. He will never ever fail me. Rock of ages. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Psalms 89 verse 19. Divine exaltation. Then thou speakest in vision to thy Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people.
God told me, nobody rises on his own. He has to lift you up. It takes God nothing to lift us by Sunday. No, not by Sunday. We can come for service here tomorrow and people will not be here. This place cannot conjure us. It takes God nothing to lift a man. God is the one that lifts people. But we say promotion does not come from what? From the east, no what? From the west, no what? From the south. But God is the one that what lifts people. Set one up and bring them. So So by the anointing, you are divinely exalted. And then finally, the anointing gives you generational blessings. Psalms 89 verse 29. The Bible says, his seed also will I make to endure for what? Ever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Think about the seed of Abraham, forever they are blessed. Generationally. All together? Hallelujah. Now I have 5 more minutes. I want to close now by giving you the benefit of having an anointed person amidst us. That is corporate benefit of having an anointed person. Hallelujah. Now do we have anointed people around us here? In case you don't know, I believe many of us are anointed. There are benefits. The first benefit when you have anointed people around you is that the anointing secures the presence of God and an atmosphere. When you are around the anointed, you experience the atmosphere. What that means is, remember the story of Job.
Because of him, nobody could attack his family. True, yes. Yes. So when you have anointed person around you, everyone around is exempted. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. All together. So once you have the anointed, you experience the benefit of their preservation. Hallelujah. God will not allow certain things to happen to you, because happening to you, it will get to them. The devil knows that he cannot get Daddy Adeboye. So if you want to get him, you get somebody around him. Is that not true? So God has to protect the people, because attacking them means attacking him. So when you have an anointed person around you, you should be careful with them and value them. Because their presence is for your good. Are you together? Their what? Presence is for your good. Many of the time, the things you are enjoying, a little hen may be thinking it's because she can bark. That's why people are running away. I watch a movie. You know, I heard a story from Miles Monroe. He said that a young lion came out and then roar, and then animals began to run. No. Okay, let me share another story. He said, then one day he came out and then roar, and then discovered that the animals did not run. He roared, and he didn't run, not knowing that any day he roared, his father was always behind and then roaring. So the animals were running to their father, not him. Do you hear my example? Oh, Prophet Juba Angel shared a story that when he was young, there was this guy, the guy was beating him. So he was running back. As he was running, then he saw the guy suddenly running backward. He said, what about the guy running? So he now facing the guy. When they reached a corner, the guy came back and caught him. He didn't know that as they were coming, the guy saw his elder brother behind, telling him, warning him from far. He didn't see his elder brother warning the guy. So he was thinking, he was not the one, he cannot beat the guy. Knowing that the guy ran because of the elder brother. So you may be thinking the things happening in your life is because of you. Let them remove the covering upon you, then you realize what is happening. Hallelujah. A corporate anointing affects everyone and then influences you. It influences your character. Hallelujah. The Bible says when they saw the boldness of the apostles, they noticed that what? They have been with Jesus Christ. Being around certain people, you begin to talk like them. Hallelujah. Amen. The anointing gives you the benefit of the gift. Hallelujah. Many people get wealthy just because they belong to a particular denomination, or they belong to certain people. Hallelujah. Yes. Many people are, somebody was telling me yesterday, she's an admin in a particular church, and then somebody was hired from another church to come and be an admin in their church. The lady doesn't mind. Oh, look, that church is a big church. Let me go in there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. Because of the blessing, many people reap the benefit. Because the man is wealthy, they just connect and then they are wealthy. Automatically, pastors under wealthy people become wealthy. And because of the anointed around you, you become an act. The anointing shout as a chef. You know, in 2 Kings 5:8, they came to threaten Israel. And then they say, if you don't heal, what was that man with leper? No man, right? If you don't heal him, you are looking for trouble. Elisha said, don't worry, send him here, and then you know there's a prophet in Israel. All together? Because of him, he serves as a defense. Hallelujah. So when you have anointed people, value them. The anointed people, with them, your prayer can easily be answered. Don't you hope you know, how many of you know that when you meet somebody to pray for you, are you not a Christian? Why God don't answer your prayer? Why do you go with them? Why do men of God have long queues for prayers? And you say, my father is the same, we have the same God, we have the same Holy Spirit. Why do you go there? Stay in your room. Why are you queuing? Because anointed people have access. Their line is like that, right? That illustration is not actually correct anyway, because God listens to everybody, but he doesn't respond to everybody the same way. If my wife is calling me and Mint is calling me, I have two phones, you know who I'll pick. Mint can call later. Is that not true? Don't I love them? All of them are members. Well, no, but she's my wife. Yes. Because of the level of investment we have together, the value is different. Me, myself, when I'm calling Mint and Dory is calling him, he may pick her call and leave my call. Like that. Hallelujah. So anointed people have direct access. Hallelujah. So having anointed people exempt you, may you have anointed people around you in the name of Jesus Christ. And may you have access to what they carry. May you know how to connect in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, because it's a series, I just gave you the benefit of the anointed, like I promised on Sunday. On this Sunday, what will be the topic on Sunday? I showed you on Sunday how to contact the anointing, right? Now, these are the benefits.
It's like you know the benefit of going to school. Now, you know how to get it.
How is that? So trust God that on Sunday will be awesome in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, many people that are not around on Sunday, what we'll do is we'll get them the messages of the week, and then they have to listen to it. And God, because I will not share the benefit again on Sunday. We have many things to cover. So I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I know you are excited about getting the benefit of the anointing. Can you first of all appreciate God for the word and say, Father, we thank you for the word. We give you all the praise. Thank you for the anointing. Can you say, Father, don't forget, I taught you that the anointing is not far-fetched. It's the Holy Spirit in you. You need to call it forth. Is that correct? Now I'm beginning to pray and say, Father Lord, I give expression to the anointing. I give expression to the anointing. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I pray for you in the name of Jesus. We are closing now. Okay, let's take the communion. Let's have the communion. Let's share the communion. By the anointing, Jesus break the yoke. By Holy Spirit, just like the prophet has said, these are the days of the latter rain. Oh, anointing, Jesus break the yoke. Father Lord, we take this communion to break our fast for today. We declare that, Lord, anyone suffering from one sickness or the other is healed. We declare that our minds are renewed by the oil. We declare that, Lord, as we take this communion, our spirit is energized, is quickened, is greased. In the name, we declare over every member of this church, all our partners close and far, that, Lord, let the blessing of these seasons come upon them. In this month of anointing, by the end of January, may we see result. In the name of Jesus Christ, may there be new strange order of result. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he that takes the communion takes my body. As we take your body into us, anything in our body that is not of you, let it be eliminated in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you take the body of Christ? And then take the blood of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you. This is a sacred event. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth was a man. How many of you knew Smith Wigglesworth? He took the communion every day of his life. Hallelujah. Now, in case you came with an offering today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare over every giver that your hands will not drop down to beg or to want. In the name of Jesus Christ, the offerings are received and blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming. Please, I want to remind all our members about Sunday service. Praise the Lord. Let's follow them up. Remind everyone, and then Sunday will be awesome in the name of Jesus Christ. As we are gearing for our 1 year anniversary, hallelujah. God is helping us, and I believe it's going to be awesome. God has helped us. Amen. Come to the grace and fellowship. Is there anything else? But let's share the grace and fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. Before we share the surely, I declare over you that this day is blessed for you. The remaining part of this day, before Sunday, this weekend is a blessing for you. If it will crash, you will not enter. And if you enter, it will not crash. Any miracle you are trusting God for must manifest in Jesus' name. Now, on Saturdays, we don't have the morning and evening prayer sessions. Hallelujah. So you fast on your own and break on your own. The Lord will be with us all in Jesus' name. Surely, your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the house of the Lord.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-26-11-2114. Remain rapturable.